World leaders in Russia are celebrating an anniversary today. The city of St. Petersburg is 300 years old. President Bush is there. Now he has much to discuss with European leaders who are also attending, but Russia's president hopes to keep the public focus on the Jubilee. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports.
President Putin pointed out that Peter the Great envisioned this city as a grand effort to force Russia out of backward isolation and into Europe. Peter the Great not only dreamed about this, he opened Russia to the entire world, Putin told world leaders gathered along the city's winding Neva River. Petersburg has become a symbol of the country's future and its renewal. Indeed, nearly $2 billion went into renewing the city's decrepit classical architecture over the past couple of years in time for the Jubilee. As an orchestra played the city's anthem, Putin presided over a stunning show of fountains and fireworks along the Neva River tonight. More than 40 heads of state from China to Portugal looked on. That followed a day of festivities, including the reopening of the fabled Amber Room. Nazi soldiers carted away the ornately carved jewels lining a massive room in the Catherine Palace during World War II. The painstaking restoration was partially funded by the German government. Putin also hosted a summit with European leaders today. It was an effort to show Russia as becoming more integrated with Europe, and the meeting largely steered clear of potential disputes like Chechnya. Putin went out of his way to minimize a rift with the U.S. caused by the war in Iraq. Russia, along with France and Germany, opposed the war, but Putin seems intent on portraying the dispute as behind him. He emphasized Russia worked with the U.S. to end sanctions against Iraq. Many made compromises, Putin said. In particular, President Bush personally did much. I think we've achieved a good result. At a lavish state dinner later in the evening, Putin toasted President Bush, thus setting a conciliatory tone for a one-on-one meeting between the two men, which will take place tomorrow. Clearly, Putin wants nothing to detract from the message of these celebrations, that his Russia is a country swiftly re-emerging from decades of Soviet isolation, and intent on claiming an important place as a part of Europe. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, St. Petersburg, Russia.